This goes to Dr. Stowitz, S-T-O-W-I-T-T-S. Fax 989 and leave the rest blank. Regarding John, last name is Parr, P like Paul, A-R-R, date of birth 2/21 of 1952. Dear Dr. Stowitz, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Parr with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and history of primary hyperparathyroidism with a removal of one of his parathyroid glands several years ago and normal calciums since that time. He is trying to lose weight through caloric restriction, and his weight is down 21 pounds since his last visit. He's feeling well. He has an excellent appetite. He just restricts caloric intake and cuts portion sizes by at least half. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No peripheral edema. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Medications, I want to highlight the amlodipine with valsartan, 10/320 milligram, one daily. Flomax is 0.4 milligram twice a day. And metoprolol, 25 milligram once a day. Other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 214 pounds. Pulse is 65, blood pressure 140 over 80. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender, and no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done October 1st of 2025. Albumin was 4.2. Calcium is 9.0. Creatinine is 2.27, which that does fluctuate, is slightly higher than the previous levels, but still estimated GFR is 30, so he is still in the stage 3B range. Sodium 135, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 22, phosphorus is 3.7, hemoglobin 14.0 with normal white count and normal platelet levels, and intact parathyroid hormone is 51.7. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, and no indication for dialysis. Two, hypertension, currently at goal. And three, history of primary hyperparathyroidism with hypercalcemia, currently normal intact parathyroid hormone levels, as well as normal calcium levels. And the patient will have lab studies done every 3 months, and a follow-up visit is scheduled for 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.